Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, it's hour number three. Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776 is the number. Han Solo with you for one more day. Bart will be back tomorrow, so we'll get, you know, his usual antics and everything else and energy and getting us ready, of course, for the NFL draft. We waited till the end yesterday. We're not going to wait today. I won't make you wait. It is hour number three. Who wants to do it, by the way? Who's doing it? Hey, Jake, you going to go for two, or are we going to see if Ray wants to jump in on this one?
I'll make it two for two.
Yeah, all right. All right. You want to clear your throat?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay, he's ready. It's hour number three. It's Bart and Han. What's that mean?
It's the power hour. Knicks at five. Knicks at six.
Wait a minute.
We might not even come back home.
Why don't you call the sweep? Just call it. Say it with your chest.
Oh, we're sweeping them.
Same as 89. Bring out the brooms, too. If they get the sweep in Philly, I want brooms.
Might have to reincarnate that image again, too.
Right. Bring it back.
Oh, yeah.
Now, again, bringing it back, though, that did not end well. As you know, second round. Damn! So, I want to rethink that strategy, too. It is the Power Hour brought to you by Open Road Auto Group. Again, 800-919-3776. I will get back to your calls. Full buffet, like I said, Islanders, Rangers, Knicks, Jets, Giants, the baseball teams. The Aaron Boone from yesterday was kind of funny. And everything else that's going on. I mean, it's so many things happening right now. This is the best time, isn't it? The absolute best time. But you know who's not, despite the win and the celebrating everything else, who's not having the best time right now, I wanted to give you this part, is the Jalen Brunson part of what's happening here. The Sixers have played him almost perfectly. I have not seen a team frustrate him to the extent that he is being frustrated to even – there are times we have seen other opponents get the better of him for maybe the start of the game, maybe like a pocket of the game, maybe a strategy that starts to work. He is so good, him, and then his father is Rick Brunson, who's an assistant coach on the team. And you see them huddle up, and they'll figure it out. And then by the second half, he's just torching whatever they were giving him. But the Sixers and what they have thrown at Brunson, they have played a zone at times. They have then played him in isolations that they put bigger bodies on him, and they have done a really good job staying down so they're not jumping at his ball fakes. They're not buying anything that he's doing to draw fouls. And then on top of it, they're taking away the strength of his game, which is his footwork, because they're staying right up on him. So his shot has been off, mainly because he has not been in balance. He has not been in rhythm. You got to credit what Nick Nurse and their defense has done. You have to. But you also have to say, okay, that's two games now. There's 2 days off. They got to figure this out. I'm telling you right now that I don't think they win the series if he doesn't have a Brunson-esque game. Now, he's still getting over 20, but it's a difficult 20. It's 20 on 20-plus shots. You have got to get a more efficient performance out of him, because you're going to need it. At some point, Josh Hart and his miracles, which is the three-pointers that he's knocking down, it's going to catch up. It always does. The percentages catch up to you. You can't always rely on the unexpected to happen, and Nick Nurse will live with it because he's thinking, okay, at home, role players always play better. I mean, that's always been the golden rule in the playoffs. At home, your bench, your role players always play better. They're comfortable. You got the crowd on their side. You know, the high-end guys, the elite players, they feed off all kinds of energy. Like, they don't care where they're playing. Their game travels, right? They're just great. But a lot of other players who are really good, they tend to be superhuman when they're home because you just feel better. You go on the road, you're a little tighter, a little more comfortable, a little unsure, a little whatever. You know, you're paying more attention to the voices that are around you in the crowd, yelling stuff about you and your family and everything else. That affects you. So you cannot guarantee that you're going to go on the road and Josh Hart's still going to be, you know, on like money from three. Now, again, like I mentioned, those Villanova guys, though, are comfortable in that building. So maybe, just maybe, it'll work to their advantage. I don't know. But you still got to figure it out. Because can they really survive this series with Brunson completely taken out of the series? They've got to figure something out. But the numbers tell you it has been a struggle. 16 made field goals on 55 attempts. 16 on 55 attempts. 2 for 12 from 3. This is a guy that was going 48-40 during the regular season. When I say 48-40, 48% from the field, 40% from 3. He finished top 4 in scoring in the NBA, 28 a game. He was the only player in the top 4 that shot 40% from 3. So this guy is not a high-volume scorer. Like some people try to say, he's only isolation, high-volume. No, that's not him at all. He is an incredibly efficient scorer. Keeps you off balance with his pump fakes, with his footwork. But he's the one being off balance because their defensive focus has been phenomenal. Last night, out of the 26 shots he took, 22 were contested. That's an amazing stat. Right there tells you how great the defense was that the Sixers were playing on him. And he was 5 for 22 on those contested shots. Brutal. He was 2 for 14 against Oubre and Tobias Harris. And when Tobias Harris guarded him and Embiid guarded him, 0 for 9. Like, it can't happen. He's got to find his rhythm. If there's a part that you walk away with some concern, that's the part you walk away with. That's your concern part. Is that three that Brunson hit in the corner that started the madness at the end of the game, that bounced, hit the front rim, which he did a lot of in this game. He was long early, back rim, and then he was short later in the game, which told you his feet were a mess. He was sped up, then he was just couldn't get the lift he needed to get. But that three, that was his first of the game. Before that, he was 0 for 5. And that was a bounce up and down. That was a garden rim bounce that for once went in the Knicks' favor. So we don't want to just sit back here. And I know callers, we've had them all day and we'll continue with them momentarily. But you all have like been euphoric and you should be. But there's been a little bit, I'm sensing a little bit of overconfidence right now because you won the first two games. I mean, by what? Like by the skin of your teeth, you won these games. And it wasn't because of Brunson brilliance. It was because of all the other stuff that the Knicks have really thrived on, which is the effort and hustle and determination and preparedness and all the things that lead to winning. But in the playoffs, you still need your star. And so the Knicks, I'm telling you, are not in the driver's seat just yet. Not until I see Jalen Brunson show me that he has figured out what they're doing and he has the ability to get loose and to have the type of game that stars have in the playoffs. That's reality. Now, what you want to do is get out of the series because, you know, there'll be other times. Like, when they go into the next series, it's the Pacers and the Bucks. And neither one of them. They have like, the Pacers have a couple of guys they can throw at Brunson, and it can be frustrating. But Brunson's had big games against them. And Brunson can light up the Bucks. So you're just trying to get away from this because this will drive you crazy. Now, what could be waiting later is a date with Jrue Holiday, which nobody wants. You know, Derek White. Like, that sucks. But that's another conversation. You're trying to get there. But you got to get out of this first. You still got to get two more wins in the next five. Two more. Now, it's obviously the percentages favor the Knicks that they will get those two wins. But I'm telling you, mark my words, they don't get them without at least one Brunson performance where it's he's the man. Where you come out of that game and go, that dude's a star. They got to figure it out. All right, 800-919-3776. Let's get back to the calls, shall we? Merv in Winfield. Go ahead, Merv.
Hey, what's up, Alan? Been on hold for a minute, so like a lot of things I was going to talk about came up. The one thing I will say with Nick Nurse, I think he was waiting to call that timeout, seeing how it was going to play out, just like you were saying before. Like, he was kind of hesitant.
Shouldn't have been.
And now he's crying about it. Like, yeah, they had their chances. That wasn't a buzzer beater like Jamal hit last night against the Lakers. They had two more shots to win the game or to tie the game, and they didn't get it done.
Maxey, that was a great defensive play. Maxey got right to the rim. It was the perfect play for them, but Isaiah Hartenstein knew it was coming, read it, and made an incredible defensive play. And then the last possession to me was an absolute abomination. I mean, it was just an abomination. You knew they had to take a three, and they looked like they didn't really know what to do. And yeah, Maxey had Hartenstein on him, so he had a bigger player on him, and it was like he didn't want the ball. He gave it to Embiid. Embiid had to just chuck it up. Awful. Yeah, awful execution late.
It was great. One thing, too. What is LeBron worrying about what's going on over here?
Like, he was watching the
worrying game. About Denver and his teams. Like,
yeah. He, you know what it was? And thank you, Murph. He was watching the game in the locker room probably and saw it and just thought to bring it up because he wanted to make it clear, like, it's not just us. You know, that's all that was about. LeBron pays attention to the whole league. Tony in Newark. Tony.
This is Taheem.
Oh, Taheem. Okay.
Hey, how you doing, Alan?
All right, good.
Hey, I'm a big Knicks fan. I'm your age. I'm 55 years old. Okay. I've had the ups and downs of watching the Knicks go through some tough times. Mm-hmm. But I'm a little upset with how, you know, Embiid is crying for calls. Last night he was bullying our guys. He was pushing Hart in the face. He should have got a foul, a technical. He was pushing guys around. And the problem that he's having is that he can't bully a guy that's not going to let you bully him. And the Knicks is not – we're rough, rugged, and raw. And we're not going to let these guys push us around. And I think they know that they're in for a dogfight despite him having a bad knee. But I'm a little touched, too, with LeBron saying what he said. When you open up Pandora's box with all these celebrities complaining about fouls, now whenever these other teams lose, they're going to start to complain as well. We all know for a fact that the refereeing this year is terrible. So, I mean, that's just my opinion. I've seen some calls that's gone in our favor and some that have gone against us. But at the end of the day, you know, you can't have these celebrities keep jumping out there and saying, this isn't fair, or I saw this, or I didn't see that. You know, these guys have been getting away with murder and calls their whole career because of the status of who they are. So as a Knicks fan, I'm pulling for the Knicks. I die orange and blue. I'm a big Giants fan as well. I'm a big Rangers fan and a Yankees fan.
Okay.
I've seen it all. And I'm you know, as a guy, I listen to you all the time. I think you're one of the best. Miss Bart today, but, you know, I know he's doing whatever he's doing. But at the end of the day, I think the Knicks can win, and I think they're a better road team than they are a home team. And I don't think that we should be getting cocky. I just know that we're in a dogfight. But, you know, everything that we do is always rough. But we just got to come out on top with that grit like we've been showing the whole year without Randall. And I think that we can get to the next round. And possibly the finals.
Yeah, and that's really the goal. And again, it of course, it's never easy. Thank you, Tim. I appreciate everything that you said there. It isn't. It's never easy. Now, the complaining about officials thing, it's not new. Every year in the playoffs, you get this every year. And the officials did adjust in the middle of the season and stopped calling a lot of flop type of, foul hunting type fouls. You know, that is true. Now, Embiid went to the line 12 times in this game. I mean, you know, he certainly had plenty of opportunities. He missed four of them, but he did go to the line 12 times. Both teams, by the way, free throw wise, it was 23-22. Like, there was no major difference at all. So you're always going to have the loser's lament of this didn't go our way. The Lakers blew a 20-point lead. You can't blame officiating for blowing a 20-point lead. It's you. And then on top of it, you know, if you're Philly, you had the game in your pocket. Lowry missed a free throw, could have made it a 6-point game, didn't. And then you had poor execution down the stretch. That's reality. 800-919-3776. Let's go to Tommy in Connecticut. Tommy.
Al, how are we doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
I love that you brought it up before with the 21st birthday. What do you think is a bigger father son moment? First beer together or first time your dad lets you run the grill at the family barbecue?
Yeah, the grill. I'd never let that happen. My son is terrible. Never. You know what it was? It's the first time for me. The weirdest one, because the beer thing's kind of just like, you know, you crack it open, have it. You know, it's nice. You know what I mean? It was the first time I sat in the passenger seat of a car when my son drove it.
I wasn't teaching him
how to drive. It was his car. You know what I mean? Like getting into his car and he's driving and I'm like, oh, this is a change. You know, like, this is different.
Were you holding on to the
No, the mom does that, right? The mother does that. She holds on to the strap, like, to whatever that is, the handle in the doorway. Yeah, that's what his mom does. I don't do that.
All right. So as far as the hockey goes, I've never been a bigger Islanders fan than I have been in this series because I just want them to beat the crap out of the Canes. I want the Rangers Islanders series.
We need it. Yeah.
But if not, I would like you guys to at least take them seven and
out of them. I get it. Right. Soften them up.
That ending was tragic, man. What on earth? And then as far as the Rangers go tonight, what do you think their biggest asset is? Because I'm feeling like Lafreniere is going to have a series, man. Mm. He plays so physical.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now, Tommy, you know what tonight's going to bring. You know.
Tom Wilson.
Thank you. Like, you saw the way that game ended. You know it's all they've got. The Capitals know it's all they've got in their pocket. They don't have like Ovechkin, by the way, which he still could get you like for two goals, and he still has it in him like once in a while. It's like when Yager got older. It's like you had to fear him and respect him, but you weren't as worried as in his prime where you were like, this dude's going to kill us. He's not there anymore.
On the power play, he's still
an absolute, you know, howitzer that he's got in that dot where you just – I don't know how no one just sits. I'm staying with him. You three play over there. I'm not leaving this guy. Like, almost, you know, box in one kind of thing in basketball. But
absolutely.
But I'm telling you, I do feel like tonight the physicality will be ramped up a bit, and I would watch to see if the Rangers get caught up in it and, a couple penalties. You know what I mean? Don't get caught up in it.
They can't take the bait.
No. And that's what – that's what, again, a guy like Tom Wilson, this is what his MO has been, and this is what usually the low-seed desperate teams that know they are overmatched, they're going to go that route, and they're going to try that stuff. And then, of course, the next one is the Game 3 thing, because that's your home now, you got your home crowd, you'll try to play that up. But I'd watch that early, because that's the one way you can get the Rangers off their game is them taking penalties. And so we'll see. We'll see if that's going
to
be it.
Always good to talk to you.
You got it, Tommy. Thank you, man. Imagine that, a Ranger fan rooting for the Islanders. Who would have ever seen that day? Tony in Newark. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's going on, Alan?
What's happening?
I just want to talk about, if Brunson don't step up, there ain't no way Hart's going to keep burying them three. We know that.
It's hard to believe, right? I mean, you know, he's... He's been great, and this is two games now where he's knocked down four, so that's good. But eventually, you're going to need your star to make plays. And you know, we love Jalen Brunson. We love everything he's done. He's a great guy. Everything about him, right? This is the best, the most likable and best player the Knicks have had in a very, very long time, especially at the point guard position. But you know, he's a star, and stars get pressure.
So long. We haven't had a point guard in so long. I remember Clyde Frazier. I was a kid when they won.
There you go.
But my son's 37. He was sitting next to me. I said, I was hitting you up on Twitter. I was the one hitting you up on Twitter. I was getting so aggravated because he saw the Ewing finger roll go out. So he's been waiting his whole life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And to see Brunson just get mauled. I mean, Batum just hooking him around the neck all night. I mean, it's the truth.
Playoffs.
When Tim says that's a foul, that's a foul, that's a foul.
He's getting fouled. Yeah, that's you could say that, but again, it's the playoffs, and I'll be honest with you, but I have not seen anything egregious on that front from the Sixers. What I have seen is a absolutely terrific approach that has taken Jalen Brunson out of his game. He is off balance. He's not getting to his spots.
The few times
he does, when he's in rhythm, like when their defense isn't set, you see he steps and knocks down shots. So anybody that's like, oh, he looks tired, oh, he's worn down, wrong. None of that is accurate. It is their defense, and you have to credit it, and they've got to figure out how to get him free.
They're even laying off him when he stops to make him come up his back. They're laying off him. They're hitting ball away from behind him. I'm watching it.
They're sitting on his side. They're sitting right on his side. Instead of trying to chase him,
he's getting fouled.
Yeah, that's not
happening. He's getting fouled. He's getting fouled.
It's just no way that anybody that's been a Knicks fan for a long time is confident like they're going to win these next two legs easy. We all know it's going to be a grind. And we're getting ready.
Yeah.
I just wanted to hit you up and let you know. I'm the one always hit you up on Twitter. I don't want to bother you, but I know you go through and I go through. So.
I hear you. I appreciate you, Tom. I love the passion from the fans. Nothing like it this time of year. 800-919-3776. Let's go to Maxie in the mail truck. Maxie, how are we doing today?
Yo, what's going on? This is Magic in the mail truck, man.
Magic, Magic. Okay, what's happening, Magic?
Yeah, ain't nothing, man. First time, long time, man.
Yeah. What's good?
Glad I can get on. Listen, I just called because I know a lot of Knicks fans are talking about, they waxing poetic about Brunson and everything like that, but don't forget about Julius, man. That 25-10 baby, that's a thing we missing right now, man.
Oh, wait a minute. You mean when I hear from other people about how, well, if Embiid was healthy, the Sixers would wipe the floor with the Knicks, and they and then I'm like, are you forgetting that the Knicks are actually missing an all-star? Are you forgetting that?
Exactly. So let everybody know, like, we still going to get this. The Knicks still going to get this. I got confidence in the team because we play team ball. But when I'm pretty sure while Randall is sitting on that bench or wherever he's at, when he's watching the team play as a team, he's going to have to conform or he's going to be gone. Mm. Either or. Yeah. But I'm telling you right now that we are definitely missing that 25-10 right now, baby.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, well, you can't pay all that attention. And thank you, Magic. Good to hear from you. You can't pay all that attention to Brunson if you're dealing with Randall. And that was the beauty of what we saw in January. What you saw in January for a brief moment was a glimpse into what it would have looked like, which is if you double Brunson, you're leaving Randall to play one-on-one, which we know with Randall. What is his weakness when you double him, right? He spins into it, turns it over, all that stuff. So you can't play him one-on-one because he just keeps taking you to the basket, plays bully ball, and there's not many guys that can guard him. Okay, so you double Randall. Oh, you're going to play Brunson one-on-one? We've already seen what he does to you one-on-one. And then on top of it, even if you figure out somehow, some way to get those guys rattled to a point where they have to move the basketball, Anunoby can shoot the three. DiVincenzo can shoot the three. Like they looked like the pieces all came together and fit. And unfortunately, it is not something you're going to get a chance to see again until perhaps next season. Isles Nation, listen up. ESPN New York has your chance to score tickets to the 2024 Stanley Cup playoffs. I know, things don't look good, but the series is moving home now to UBS Arena. So be there to see your Islanders take on the Hurricanes in games 3 and 4 at UBS. Enter to win at ESPNNewYork.com or on the ESPN New York app. That's right. Just scroll down to contest, submit your entry, and you can win tickets to the playoff games. It's brought to you by the New York Islanders. Be part of the electric atmosphere at UBS Arena. Get your tickets at NewYorkIslanders.com. We will roll on with your calls. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. Han Solo with you for one more half hour, and then we get Bart back tomorrow. Okay, show top of the hour. Rangers tonight against the Capitals. Game two at Madison Square Garden. Full coverage, of course, right here on 98.7 ESPN as well. We go back to the calls at 800-919-3776, and we go to John in Florham Park. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Alan, how are you? I just want to say, I think you do a wonderful job with the Nick broadcast. You're terrific, really. You're a pleasure to watch.
I appreciate that. Thank you. It's a passion.
Yeah, sure, you can tell. But anyway, we got to, you know, all the callers, we got to stop this Brunson bashing thing. You know, guys are starting to question his playoff prowess and so on and so forth. I mean, this guy, if you want to take somebody out of any game or any sport, you can do it. You want to take a baseball player out, you pitch around him. You want to take a football player out, you double cover him. I mean, Philly is concentrating 100% on Brunson, taking him out of the game and making the other guys, you know, perform. And Brunson's doing that. He's passing. He's doing, you know, I hate to see anybody say anything negative about Brunson after the season that he's provided for the Knicks and all the Knicks fans.
I understand that. I don't think that it will turn into something to that level where he'll get ripped or anything if, you know, they don't win this series, let's say, right? But, John, I do think there is a fair amount of criticism. Now, it's not it's one thing if he's not you see a player who's not giving his all, who's playing. So, like, there's times where you go after a player, making mistakes that are frustrating to see. If you know what you're looking at, you are looking at a team that is putting all of its focus on stopping him. And they're letting other people beat them, and they're living with that because they think the percentages say that, okay, Josh Hart is 8 for 15 from three-point range in the first two games. That's 53%. This guy's 31% on the season, which means he's going to have a 1 for 8 eventually, right? He's going to have one. And so you're betting on that. You're betting on other players not being able to step up in a big spot, and they're just trying to take away the head of the snake. And the criticism that comes – the criticism that comes – and this is the fair part, and I don't have a problem with this, is that the great players, the 1A players, the superstars, they always find a way. They always find a way to overcome whatever defense you're throwing at them. They just know. I know what to do. And so that's what you're waiting for, is to see if he can do it. And that's what I think the rest of this series is going to be about. And with 2 days off now between games, I guarantee you, they're going to be pouring over a film trying to figure out how they can just get him back on rhythm, because if they do figure it out, I'm telling you, John, the series will be over in a blink. That's the one area that has kept the Knicks from being able to dominate a series, is that he is so important to them, and the Sixers have done a magnificent job. They've won everything else. They have won the board battle. They have been the harder team to play against, the hustle team. Their defense has been great. They shot the three fairly well. They have made their free throws. They are not getting star play out of their star player, and they have to get it. That's as simple as that. So if it doesn't happen, I don't think fans will give up on Jalen Brunson. I'm done with him and all that. They're not going to do that because he had a great year. But it will also show how much they need that second star. And every team needs that second star. That's not a new thing. Show me the team in the league that is gonna win a championship with one guy. It doesn't exist. I mean, the Bucks are going to need Giannis back at some point. Lillard had a great first half. He didn't have a great game. He didn't score in the second half of game one. Every team, you need two. Let's take Cameron in Elwood Park. Cameron.
Hey, what's going on, hon? How are you?
What's up?
Listen, man, like, I've been out of, like, watching the Knicks play for quite some time. And then until, like, Tibbs pretty much became the head coach and seeing Julius Randle, you know, putting up numbers and getting the Knicks to a playoff appearance in, like, you know, the least the past decade, it kind of made me, like, found, like, some sort of, like, love back, saying, all right, you know what? You know, I've been an absent fan for quite a while. I'm happy to see where this team is going. Fast forward to now, it's like, holy crap, you know, we've got so much momentum and a lot of potential, and we, you know, seeing where this series is taking us, it just makes you that much more excited to be a fan. And like last night, I was pretty much at the edge of my seat watching this game until the last 30 seconds, you know, and then seeing DiVincenzo hitting missing the first one, hitting the second one, puts us up on top, and we pretty much close out the game that way. Seeing this type of grit and then seeing this type of resiliency from this team, it just makes you appreciate, you know, the pretty much where this team has been going through or like where this team has been and how much this team has been coming together. And I'm just, you know, I'm happy to watch it, witness it. I'm happy to see that this team is finally getting its flowers and people are respecting the Knicks once again. And, you know, we're not the bottom of the barrel like we have been like the last decade plus. So I'm very happy. I'm excited. I can't wait to see what the series is going to bring. I'm hoping, you know, well, we sweep them out, but, you know, I have my predictions for us to win on game five.
Well, what you're saying, you're echoing the thoughts of a lot of people that might have been Knicks fans, like were Knicks fans like diehard more years ago. And then when they went through some dark years, you kind of let go and you get frustrated and all that stuff. And so what you're echoing the sentiments of a lot of fans right now, because Cam, this is what you were trying to say there is it's inspiring you because this is the type of team I can get into, right? That's what fans say. This is the type of team I can root for. I know they're not the best team in the league and I know that they're not going to be a championship team right now, but the way they play, that's what you hear from fans all the time. The way they play, it's the hustle, the attitude, the determination, the grit, all the stuff you saw at the end of the game. That's who they are. And those types of teams are easy to get behind, easy to root for. And as I mentioned, I'll say it again, all the stuff at the end of the game with the Sixers saying there should have been a foul, you know, there are some photos of jerseys being grabbed and all that stuff, whatever, right? The point is this, did the Knicks get away with some things? They might have. You know, the Sixers did too earlier, but when it mattered most, did the Knicks get away with some things? They might have. Just like that Pistons game. Remember that Pistons game where DiVincenzo dove into the legs of the rookie kid, the kid Thompson? And it really should have been a foul, but they didn't call it. He gets the ball, they get it back, they score, and they win. Like, that's the kind of stuff I've said. When you are the aggressor, the hustle team, the one that's flying around, not only are you putting pressure on your opponent, you put pressure on the officiating because there's too much going on, too much to process. And sometimes an official doesn't know what to call. And so they call nothing. And that's what happened. And that benefited the Knicks. Those are the teams that are easy to root for. Those are the teams that are inspiring because they never give up and they keep working. And they'll, like Deuce McBride, rip a rebound out of your hands and put it back up for a layup. They will dive on the floor. When you don't even know if I should call timeout or not, they've already know. I've already got the ball. It's too late. You don't box me out. I'm going right to the rack, get this offensive rebound. If I missed a three, give me that ball back. I'm knocking this one down. There's just a mentality about this team. And that's inspiring. And the Knicks, you haven't been able to say that about the Knicks in a very, very long time. JP in Island Park. JP.
Hey, Alan, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Likewise.
So I wanted to get your opinion on something I've been dwelling about with this series with the Islanders.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole everything right that's coming to fruition now feels like the culmination of firing Trotz, leaving Lambert in for a year, and then the midseason coaching change and trying to establish an identity. What do you think about that?
Completely agree. I've said this many times. Moving on from Barry Trotz was a dangerous thing to begin with. Now, if the players were getting tired of him, That is something that is also a concern for me because obviously he pushes his players hard, but they were a hard-playing team. In fact, you could argue that what the Knicks are is what the Islanders were a couple of years ago. They were that third period, in-your-face, wear-you-out kind of team. Now what are they? They wilt in the third period. I've said this to a couple of people over there. I feel like one of their biggest problems is they were a country club. Guys got paid. No one had any pressure or accountability. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they had a good enough training camp where they were not in the shape they needed to be in. Now, everybody's in good shape. You're a hockey player. There's no athlete in better shape than a hockey player. What those guys have to do is insane. But I don't think they were in the type of conditioning you need to be in to be a team that we don't have a ton of superior talent. We've got to outwork you. They couldn't play that way. Why do they melt down in third periods? This is a veteran team. They shouldn't melt down in third periods. Why do they? They run out of gas. That's what I see. They
just go into a shell and they turtle.
Exactly. Like, when you get tired, that's what you do. That's how you react. You tend to tighten up. You go into that shell. So Patrick Roy, when he first got here, JP, what did he do? What was the first thing he did as a coach when he had a couple of days off?
He worked them harder at practice.
He had them doing Herbies. Gassers, whatever you want to call them. What professional team in the middle of a season is seen on a practice ice skating up and down the ice doing sprints in the middle of a season? Who does that? A coach who comes in and goes, oh, yeah, we're not in shape. We don't work hard enough. And that's what this team's problem is. Yeah,
hopefully
so you're right.
When
Trotz left, he took the standard with them, and Patrick Roy is trying to bring it back.
Yeah, but hopefully he does. Yeah. I mean, it'll be great to watch in the future.
Yeah,
but they're also old and slow, so they have a lot of off-season decisions to make.
Yeah, right about that. Some tough ones, too, some emotional ones, but it all has to be done. But one thing I do feel good about is that I think he's the right coach. I do think they found the right guy. Now it's a matter of he needs a training camp. Thank you, JP. He needs a training camp. He needs an off-season. And they've got a couple, but it's going to be hard because there's some contracts. You're not going to be able to move them. They've got goaltending. They've got enough goal-scoring talent. They don't grind like they used to. And there's a couple of guys. Like I said, Dobson to me is a talent as a blue liner. Don't you dare compare him to Adam Fox, ever. Don't ever. Like, I've heard that before. He is nothing like Adam Fox. He is talented, but he's not that. And he's going to need to, you're going to need to figure out, is this guy a really skilled guy who's a bit of a cake eater? Meaning, like, he's not a grinder, because you're going to need to have a little bit of that grit and grind in your game as well. And if he's a skilled guy who doesn't really know how to play tough, rugged, who's not willing to make plays that are necessary to win, you got to make a decision there. I know he's young, but he's either got to grow the hell up or they got to move out, because that's a big part of today's game. You can't just be a guy that is going to, like, sidestep physicality. You can't be a fake hustle guy. Especially somebody, if you're going to put up points and be a team leader, that ain't working. I mean, Wahlstrom's the same type of guy. You know, they don't even play that kid. I know he got hurt, but still. This is, you know, you can't be that. That crap works in juniors. It might even work in college. In the NHL, stop it. They're all as good as you. If you don't work harder than the next guy, if you're too cool for school to do that stuff, find yourself on another team. And that's what Lou Lamoriello has to decide this offseason. All right, we'll finish up with calls. We do have, of course, the K-Show coming up top of the hour. Excited for that, as always. A very busy schedule. Rangers Capitals tonight. Yankees and the A's at the ballpark. And, of course, the Mets out on the West Coast continuing their trip. They've got the Giants. So plenty more to talk about with you before we hand it off to the K-Show.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, so that's your 3 hours of Han Solo. That's actually six yesterday and today. I've had, like, think about this too. Like, it certainly isn't complaining. It's more just pointing it out to people because a lot of people want to get in this business. Like, you heard Esther, right? Her son wants to be in this business. And when you think about what it takes, it looks great when you see somebody on television. They got makeup on, the lights are on, and everything looks really nice, right? What you don't realize, like, the days are, they're long. Like, this, you got to be committed to something like this. So yesterday, I got up at 4 a.m. Went to get up. So, you know, the whole idea is the production meetings and your preparation and then getting ready and then going and then the commute, being there. Show doesn't start till 8, but you have to be there at 7. The meeting starts at 6, which usually is on Zoom. So this is how we do it. When that's over, you know I have this show, radio show. So we got to do that. And then we do our show. And then after that, it's get to the garden because we have a game. And that's the same thing. Production meetings, preparation, back to a suit, back to the makeup, back to all the other stuff. You know, pre-tape and all this stuff. It's a busy day. It's a lot happening. It's always fast moving. You got to remember to do things like stop and eat. Sleep, nap, what? There's none of that. It's just nonstop. Walk out of the garden last night, 11:30. Then you're not getting home till after midnight. Wake up and do it again. It's the best time of year. It's a lot of fun, but that's the job. That's the career. That's what we do. So it's like right now, I'm like, I can exhale for a minute. We don't play till tomorrow. But this is the best time of year. And this is also when you get the best calls and the best moments. And like I said, like how it sounds when these games end and you get it from both perspectives. First, of course, the great Mike Breen.
Brunson double team, splits the defense. Lowry takes it away, picked up by DiVincenzo. 8 on the 24, DiVincenzo, corner to Brunson. Sidestep, three-pointer, shot. It's good! Took the bounce and went in. Two-point game. Ball knocked loose, and Maxey gets knocked down. Hart takes it away. Out top to DiVincenzo, his shot won't go. Hartenstein the rebound. Hartenstein gets it out to Ananobi. DiVincenzo a three. Bang! Bang! Knicks take a one-point lead with 13 seconds remaining.
I mean, just the double bang, nothing better than that. But this is how it sounded in Philadelphia before all the madness happened. They went up by 5, and the feeling was
getting home court advantage by winning one of the two games on the road. Job done. Let's head down to the turnpike.
Lowry splits them. Stay tuned. Post-game live. It's going to be fun.
Ooh. Well, the MSG post game was fun. But look, the feeling was that things are going to go well. And then how about this call out of Denver as Jamal Murray hits a game winner?
They have to foul! He's at the midcourt circle. 4 seconds. 3 seconds left. Why are they not fouling? Jumper Murray got it to Hart! Denver bounced the comeback! They come back from 20 points down! They win game number two! 101 to 99 is the final! And the Lakers can take that out on the way out!
First of all, why did he say they have to foul? The score was tied. What do you mean they have to foul? But still, the Lakers take that L. Oh, my goodness. That's the NBA playoffs. And that is the Power Hour brought to you by Open Road Auto Group. Open Road, Mercedes-Benz, BMW, and Audi offer excellent pricing and first-class experience. Choose Open Road for your next new or pre-owned vehicle. Visit us online at openroad.com. K-Show next. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.